Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church in Merritt Island, along with my associate, Pastor Darren Solana. We greet you here today. God bless you. Happy Wednesday. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your hump day here with me as we together sit under the Word of God. We're going to do that literally together here as my associate pastor is bringing the Word here today. This is a sermon he just preached on Sunday. It's called Thankfulness and Prayer, and Thankfulness in Prayer. So that's where we're going to be. This is part two of this message. I invite you guys to church tonight. We would love to see you tonight at 6 o'clock. I am teaching verse by verse through the book of 1st and 2nd Peter. We're in 1st Peter now. We're in chapters, the end of chapter 3 and chapter 4 here tonight. If you're tuned into the 5:30 rebroadcast, you guys still have 28 minutes to make it to church tonight. You are invited. We would love to see you. Now, this radio show, WGOD, is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. This is an awesome church family. If you are new to the area or if you are looking for a new church home, I officially invite you and come to attend one of our services here. 6 o'clock tonight for an informal midweek Bible study, Sunday mornings at 10:30. This Sunday, I am starting the book of Acts, verse by verse. My sermon this week's entitled Infallible Proofs, as Luke, the author of Acts, put it himself, Infallible Proofs. That's where we're going to be. We would love to see you here this weekend. IslandCommunityChurch.net is our website. You can watch the videos of the sermons are on our YouTube page, same name, Island Community Church. So those are some of the ways to get more involved, and I encourage you, stay in the Word during the week. It's the only way to get through everything that's going on out here in the world today is to be firmly grounded in the Word of God. So, okay, this is part two of this message now, thankfulness and prayer.
Psalm 100, verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Psalm 107:22 says, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Are you thankful in your praying? Or are you leaving that part out? Psalm 95:2 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Psalm 50:14 says, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Thanksgiving is your sacrifice and your offering. Thanksgiving is your sacrifice and your offering. Are you given or just taken? Thanksgiving is a sacrifice and an offering. Are you giving or just taking? Psalm 26:7 says that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wonderful works. When you go into prayer, Go in with thanksgiving first. Stop and meditate on all the blessings that God has bestowed on you and thank Him for all things. And you will see your prayer life change and your whole life change for that matter. I cannot say enough about a heart of gratitude and thankfulness and prayer. I was in here last Friday, and Friday morning is, I don't have nothing on my day but prayer Friday. Now, I pray every day, but Friday, prayer. That's all I got to do on Friday. That's all I got to do on Friday, and nothing is going to get in the way of that. And I come in here, and I sit right there, and I pray. And I came in here Friday 2 weeks ago, and I sat right there, and I meditated on all my blessings. I didn't have to be in a hurry. I wasn't going to hurry through my prayers. It was just me and the Lord, and I got all the time that I want to stop and think about all my blessings and to bring them before Him and say, thank you, Lord. To say, thank you. And I sat here, and I must have sat here for, I mean, an hour went by, and I was just getting started. You know, and I got to a point where I was like, Lord, I could be here for the next 100 years. Because you've blessed me so greatly. You know? It was just like, you know, you're praying for an hour and 10 minutes, and an hour of it's thankfulness. And 10 minutes is just asking God for help. And I noticed that as I'd stop and meditate on the goodness of God, that my thankfulness just kept growing and growing and growing and growing, and my want less list just kept getting smaller and smaller. Smaller and smaller. Listen to this. Listen to this three times. Listen, listen, listen. Are you anxious? Anybody in here anxious? I'll raise my hand too. Yeah. Philippians 4:6. Turn there. I'll wait for you while you turn. If you're still in Philippians, you ain't got far to go. 4:6. Are you there? Four six says this. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Now, what are the next two words? With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then what happens next?
Peace.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thankfulness and prayer, or thankfulness in prayer. Now, the peace of God, I don't believe it's the absence of trouble. You maybe just be getting a wrong look at it. I see the peace of God like Jesus was when he was in the garden, when he fell on his knees and he cries out, man, if this cup can pass from me, if it be your will, but nevertheless, not thy will, but not my will, but thine the peace of God after that, it said an angel came and strengthened him. And the peace of God is what happened between here and here. The peace of God is that, get up. Get up. The peace of God is just that enough oomph to say, all right, let's go. Whew, let's go. Make sense?
Yes.
Not some euphoric, it's just all gone. It's that just enough to say, all right, Lord, I'm ready to do your will. If you're praying, you should be thanking. If you're praying, you should be thanking. Thankfulness is part of prayer. Don't leave it out. You'd be surprised at how many blessings that you'd have if you just stop to meditate on it and thank God for it. Now, you want to see it in the opposite? Turn to Romans chapter 1. I show you how it works in the positive. Now I'll show you how it works in the negative. Are you there? Romans chapter 1. I'm starting at verse 18. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were what?
Thankful.
Boy, I don't want to be in that boat. That's not a good boat to be in. I mean, that should cause us to tremble. And there's a whole lot of ungratefulness in the world today. Turn on TV. You don't have to look far. A whole lot of ungratefulness in the world today. Man, if people spent half as much time being thankful and being grateful as they did as for not being thankful and being ungrateful, man, you talk about being the greatest nation in the world. Now, you might say, Pastor, I'm going through a real hard time right now. And the pressure seems to be greater than my gratitude. And I understand that. And Jesus understands that. But we always have something to be thankful for. Find it. We always have something to be thankful for. Find it. And then make it known to him. Oh. How about this? Ruth Harms Calkins writes, Lord, day after day I've thanked you for saying yes. But when have I genuinely thanked you for saying no? Yet I shudder to think of the possible smears, the cumulative blots on my life. Had you not been sufficiently wise to say an unalterable no? So thank you for saying no when my want list for things far exceeded my longing for you. When I asked for a stone, foolishly certain I had asked for bread. Thank you for saying no to my just this time, Lord. Thank you for saying no to senseless excuses, selfish motives, dangerous diversions. Thank you for saying no when the temptation that enticed me would have bound me beyond escape. Thank you for saying no when I asked you to leave me alone. Above all, thank you for saying no when in anguish I asked, if I give you all else, may I keep this? Lord, my all increases when I see the wisdom of your divine no. Philippians 4:11, Paul said, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Said he learned it. Didn't say it fell out of heaven on him. He said he learned it. Now somebody might say, well, that's easy for you to say, Pastor Dare. It's easy for you to stand up there and be thankful and everything because God has blessed you so much. And you know what? And I say, amen. You're right. You are absolutely right. God has blessed me beyond my greatest imaginations. God has blessed me. But I ain't the only one in this room that God's blessed. At least I hope I'm not. I know I'm not. If you showed up here today to worship him, you're blessed beyond measure. Beyond measure. But I tell you what, as I sat right there in my prayers and in all my thinking, don't you know I sat right there and I thank God for adversity? I thanked God for adversity. Why would you do that? I don't know. I don't like adversity. I've never liked adversity, but I do know this. It's good for me. It sharpens me. And it draws me closer to God. And I thanked him for it. If it draws you nearer to God, is it a bad thing? No. So thank him. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now you say, how can Paul say that? Because Paul also said, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purposes. So it's all good. And he's thankful. And so am I. Let me repeat it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now let me ask you this, based on what you've just heard, if you are not thankful, are you walking in the will of God? No. Well, don't you think the more thankful that you are, the more that you would be walking in the will of God? Yes. I'm not getting on you. This is a reminder. We all need reminding. I need reminding. I need a reminding to get my thankful list this long and my request list this long. Right? So I don't turn my precious Lord into a glorified Santa Claus. Jude 16 has a warning about grumblers and complainers. Let us not be like that. Let us be thankers. Thankers. Sounds funny, doesn't it? Thankers. Kind of like singers. Something like that. Philippians 2, 14 and 15 says, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Wow, isn't that amazing? Turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 6. I told you we weren't staying in Philippians long. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 6, starting at verse 1. It says, after these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw the signs which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said, Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. And there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number of about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost. Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Now I don't know if giving thanks was part of the miracle or not. I could only speculate. The point that I'm trying to make is this. They didn't have enough. They knew they didn't have enough. Yet Jesus thanked God for what he had, right, which was little. And the little became much and met the need. Thanksgiving and prayer. Thanksgiving in prayer. Do this. When you sit down to pray, pray on what you're thankful for first. Meditate on it. Count all your blessings. Thank him. And watch your request list transform and your prayer transform to the will of God. George Herbert writes, listen to this. George Herbert writes, O thou who hast given us so much, mercifully grant us one thing more, a grateful heart. Paul instructs the Ephesians at 5:20 to give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul instructs first in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. He says, therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and the giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Thankfulness and prayer, and thankfulness in prayer. You know, oftentimes, thanksgiving and prayer doesn't change our circumstances. Yet oftentimes, thanksgiving and prayer changes us in the way we perceive our circumstances. The obstacle is not removed, but we find the strength to climb over it. In Daniel chapter 6, starting at verse 10, it says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom in the early days." Thanksgiving and prayer. Did you know that that was what Daniel was doing right before they threw him in the lion's den? That's what Daniel was doing right before they threw him in the lion's den. Did he go into the lion's den? Yes. Were lions in the den? Yes. Okay. So we all know how that story ends, right? Well, now you know how it begins. It begins with thanksgiving and prayer. When you get to praying, get to thanking. I saw a quote the other day that said, I thought it was great. It said, "When they ask me if my cup is half full or half empty, my reply is, I'm thankful I have a cup." Amen? Thankfulness and prayer. And thankfulness in prayer. Don't leave thanksgiving out of your prayers. Pastor, you can cue that song if you want. Danny, about ready to cue that song. You know, I want to say this. I oftentimes ask Luann to pray for me. You know, and recently I had went to her. I'll never forget what she said to me. I went to her to thank her for praying for me. And she said, "Pastor, it's an honor to pray for you." And it like to knock me off my feet. Because it is an honor. It is an honor to pray. Don't we stop and think of the tremendous honor that has been given us through the shed blood of Christ Jesus, that we can make our voices go up to heaven. And our Father hears them, and not only hears our prayers, but answers our prayers. I don't know how to be more thankful than that.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. In 1988, Chuck Colson honored Benigno Aquino Jr., a Filipino opposition leader who stood firmly against dictator Ferdinand Marcos, with the very first Wilberforce Award. Aquino was assassinated for calling for a free Philippines. At that inaugural ceremony, Colson described him as embodying faith in action, like the award's namesake, the abolitionist William Wilberforce. Since that very first year, the Colson Center has stewarded the Wilberforce Award, honoring dozens of other recipients who have also made a lasting difference in various spheres of influence. This year, Oz Guinness will be recognized as the winner of the 2026 Wilberforce Award at a ceremony that will be held at this year's Colson Center National Conference in Knoxville, Tennessee. The great-great-great-grandson of Dublin brewer Arthur Guinness